A lot of residents shared with me that they felt that North Leitrim was being left behind, had not got the same level of investment as South Leitrim, and that's actually a fact. And they were looking towards, like, there's no swimming pool, for example, and there should be for that amount of population. So they're looking for investment. They're looking for investment in terms of revitalising the town and attracting people to stay in Manor Hamilton. And the farmers were also saying that they were having problems with one-off housing for their family to stay on the farms. So these are the things we need to actually address. We do need to ensure that the family can get planning permission beside the farm so that they'll stay and continue to produce food and live in the area that they were born and raised. Now, the other issue too was infrastructure. So the road, that N16, while there's some improvements there in terms of the road, they're at Lisnalurg on the way out, they were looking for more improvements in the road and the rail. People do want better transport, and they do want to have the rail connected to Galway and to the airport, particularly, was mentioned to me many times, and also to improve the frequencies of services on the Dublin line and increase the time.
And why do you think there has been a huge disparity between North and South Leitrim in terms of funding allocations by the government?
Well, really, I just think it's unacceptable. While absolutely we need investment in South Leitrim too, I mean, Leitrim has been ignored. It has been a region that has that's a lagging region along here with Sligo as well, and indeed South Donegal. But Leitrim has so much potential to invest in, and it shouldn't just be invested in one side. I mean, North Leitrim has so much to offer in terms of tourism. It is a really vibrant arts and drama. There's so much to offer in terms of attracting tourism and attracting investment. So we need a positive discriminatory approach.